My name is Bruce Toms. I graduated in 1974, 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Today, I think, or tomorrow. Anyway, Kate was like a refuge from home, you know, because my mother was, you know, not doing well. And she was going through menopause and stuff, and it was just really not fun around the house, you know. And so the more I could be up here, you know, with the guys and everything, and I'd grown up with brothers and not with women, so that kind of helped, you know. I didn't have any sisters, you know, so, you know, and mom kind of realized that, well, you know, I can't make these kids into men, you know, they have to be around male role models and that kind of thing, you know, and so, which was great because there were some really good male role models around here at that time, you know, that was fantastic. And really heavily sports oriented, you know, and I was overjoyed to find out I had an off period in between my classes where I could go to the library and read the LA Times, you know, I was really happy about that. And I was a big reader, you know, I was always constantly trying to learn new stuff, you know. So anyway, the teachers pushed me pretty hard. That was great, you know. And I don't have any axe to grind except for Frutel, who flunked me and sent me to study hall, you know, for one term. But, you know, we won't talk about that or how much I sat on the bench for the basketball team.
Who were some of those role models for you while you were at Kate?
Oh, there's a lot of them, like Matt Reeves, the athletic director, and Ron Wyckoff, and Sanderson M. Smith, and Stanley Woodward, and I really like Andrew Lapidus, you know, the French teacher. He was fantastic, you know, he's just so funny. I think he would drink a whole pot of coffee before he would come to class, you know, and he would just be shouting, maybe to keep us awake, you know, he's like, no, 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 and then he would throw the eraser at your head, you know. It was fantastic. And one time he came by and he just picked up my pen and he broke it in half and he put it on my table.
Like, why?
I don't know. And I just said, well, I'm just going to use it the rest of the year just to spite him. You know?
Did you ever get to meet Mr. Kate while you were here?
Yeah, I did. I actually met him on the trail. You know, I was walking down to meet my mother at the bottom of the hill. There's a trail. And I meet this old man with a straw hat on and then I realized who he was, you know. I didn't know who he was at first, you know, just being a kid and everything. And then later I realized, oh, that's Mr. Kate, you know. And he did ask me a few questions, you know, my name and how old I was and stuff. So that was great. And we actually went swimming in his unheated pool a few times. That was an experience. But, yeah, the athletics and everything, that was something I never let go of. So 74 was a really weird year, you know. In a lot of ways, I mean, you had the Patty Hearst was kidnapped, you know, and the Symbionese Liberation Army was hiding her somewhere, and the economy was in a tailspin. I mean, it was actually a really weird time to graduate from school and go out into the economy because it was in collapse, you know, there was no summer jobs anywhere. I think I got 2 weeks washing cars at a dealership in Santa Barbara, you know, and so... Yeah, the 70s were weird in general, but anyway, I felt pretty well prepared when I came out of here and went to college at Reed and just missed Steve Jobs. He just left before I got there. But anyway, he's about my age. You know, he was only about a year older than me, so he and I actually went to the same Hare Krishna temple to get the free Sunday night dinner, you know. We were both just these tall, skinny, long hairs wandering around southeast Portland in the rain, you know, broke.
What have been some of your, what stands out to you as some of your favorite memories from Kate?
Favorite memories? Oh, there was a lot of them, you know. I mean, just really, really smart people that I met here. And, you know, the comradeship, you know, and the dining together and... There would always be announcements and things, you know, it was all very formal, you know. It was a bit of a culture shock coming in, you know, because I'm a West Coast guy and this was very sort of East Coast vibe here at that time. Mr. K was an East Coast guy, you know, so he tended to hire people who were in that mold. And I remember there were some unbelievable theater productions, you know, and Kevin Mack was the director of, I think they did The Pirates of Penzance or something, you know. And he was really good. I mean, he could play the piano and he could direct and then, you know, they had singers and it was just some fantastic productions. were pulled off in the theater, which was brand new. I think they built it my sophomore year, which was my first year. So, yeah, but I remember just lots and lots of playing basketball in the old gym and different sports like that, you know. I wasn't really into soccer then, but then later, many years later, I got into soccer, you know, and a lot of that came down from, you know, the incredible enthusiasm at the games, you know, between like Kate and Laguna Blanca. I mean, it would just be so, you know, be on the edge of your seat, you know, watching these games, and it was just really tense and exciting, you know. And later, you know, that led to my love of soccer. I've been playing since 1989, you know, and I've been to the World Cup in Germany. In fact, I'm going to the European Championships right after this, so I'll be in Heidelberg.
That's awesome.
And Berlin.
Yeah.
So.
In that same vein, like, aside from this love of soccer, maybe, what are some of the things that you've taken from your experience at Kate that you've carried beyond the Mesa? Maybe the lessons learned or friendships or relationships from the Mesa that carry you beyond?
Well, yeah, friendships, you know, I mean, Robert Rose and I were pretty close friends for a long time, you know, reconnected about 7 years ago, and since we live in the same town and everything, and so, yeah, we do meet up quite a bit for drinks at the pub across the street from my house. So it's been pretty great. And what else? Oh, Sanderson M. Smith was great, and he taught us basic computing language, which was fantastic. And then later, I actually got one of the first laptops about 6-7 years later and wrote a cash register program on it. And so when I was on my farm and we were selling goods, you know, we were using this laptop, you know, to keep track of the sales, and it worked really well, you know. And that got me started, and also my son started, and now he's got a master's degree in, you know, geographic information services, you know, and he's a leader in his field and doing really well. And he's written a couple of textbooks, and so, yeah, it all comes down from that, you know, just spending a lot of late nights programming and running programs on some kind of teletype terminal, you know, that would to a mainframe, you know, hundreds of miles away over the phone lines. Yeah. It's all very primitive in those days, you know. Yeah. But, so yeah, that whole thread happened, you know, because I sat around with my kids and the laptop and taught them how to make, you know, basic programs, you know, we'd make one that would calculate your age in dog years, you know, and then it would insult you, you know, it would say, "You are so old, you are like a fossil." You know? Just funny stuff like that. And that's what got my son interested. And then years later, he went into computing as well. So that was the start.